Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in 30 minutes, we have Congressman Ron Paul's communications director. We have the head of the campaign coming on next Thursday, this Thursday, and then next Tuesday, after the holiday, we have Congressman Ron Paul coming on for a large portion of an hour coming up next Tuesday. That out of the gates. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am Alex Jones, your host. So many developments, so many leading stories and things that are of vital import as we defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It is Monday, the 21st day of May, 2007. We had Professor Stephen Jones scheduled for an hour today, but I have decided because of all the Ron Paul stuff that's going on, and plus Dr. Jones, the physicist exposing 9/11, is also on vacation. We're just going to reschedule him so he can enjoy his vacation and have him on later this week or next week about his big paper that came out last week concerning the controlled demolitions of the towers and all the new big developments there. So other than the communications director, the head of communications for the Ron Paul presidential campaign, we are not going to have any guests on today. We're going to have wide open phones, but not right now because I'm going to go into the news. But we will have open phones in the second and third hours today. Remember last week, the RNC, GOPAC head, who's also a big RNC chieftain, but he's the head of GOPAC, Mr. Steele, who is a Giuliani operative and been involved in his campaigns, both Giuliani's campaign for Steele and Steele's campaign for Giuliani, said that Ron Paul should be banned from the debates. The head of the Republican Party in Michigan called for it. Fox News was calling for it. Michelle Malkin was calling for it. One of their contributors. Many others were calling for it. They called for the boycott on Thursday. We launched, and you get the credit as the audience, the attack, the counterattack. Over 30,000 signatures were garnered with the two, and this is by yesterday, with the two different petitions that are out there. We talked to the RNC. We also have recordings folks made of talking to the RNC. They said they were getting over 100 phone calls a minute for Thursday and Friday until they announced, okay, there is no plan now. We're dropping the plan. In fact, then they said we never had a plan. Didn't matter if it was in the Associated Press and that he'd given a press conference, the head of the RNC in Michigan. Suddenly, Mr. Saul Anunis said, I had never planned that. It's an urban legend. It's a lie, basically, is what they came out and said with amazing spin. So big victory, ladies and gentlemen. But, of course, they try to take our victory and say, there was never a plan. Yeah, you know, the head of GOPAC didn't call for it. Michelle Malkin and Mr. Gibson didn't call for it. All the other big Fox shows that we have on tape didn't call for it. No, none of them called for it. Sean Hannity didn't call for it. No one called for it. We're delusional as usual. We need to put our tinfoil hats on. But there's a problem. We have the AP and other publications that ran, this is the headline, and that interviewed different people in the Republican Party who did do this. And so you've just shown more people that you are a pack of congenital liars. The saga doesn't start there, though. There were some attempts to frustrate and censor Ron Paul supporters here in Austin over the weekend. We'll tell you about that. But the big news, they are still set to try to pass total blanket amnesty today or tomorrow out of the U.S. Senate. We'll go over that for you. Also, Ron Paul goes on the offensive in Austin, slams rival candidates as establishment shills, attacks GOP factions who tried to bar him from the debates. We have the video of that up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. We'll be playing the audio later. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
Cheer.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Two big tracks here on the broadcast today. We've got the total, complete, end of America, absolute amnesty legislation, and all of the different issues that follow that, that entire spectrum. And then we've got the Congressman Ron Paul phenomenon, now literally like a firestorm, all over CNN, Fox, MSNBC, Bill Maher's HBO. During the big boxing match over the weekend, they were plugging Ron Paul. Just out of the blue, you had the commentators on the big fight just suddenly talking about him. And this is stuff I'm catching in the aggratizing, I guess, the coalition of video clips that people send us off of the web. So we have that. We have the attempts to censor him out of the debates failing, at least on the surface, but I assure you they are still moving forward against him, and we need to continue to target these organizations and target the RNC and others that have been making noises even after they capitulated to the will of the people and to the First Amendment. So we'll be going over that. We have Bill Maher plugging and endorsing Ron Paul. But is this an endorsement we even want? We'll also play him on CNN from Sunday Edition last night and how he handled that. We have the entire 18-minute speech that Ron Paul gave Saturday night at the Bob Bullock Texas History Museum here in Austin, Texas, that we will be airing in the third hour. But right now, we're going to go to a compilation It's not really a compilation. It's pretty much about half of the 15-minute or so press conference that Ron Paul gave Saturday before he went in to give his speech. And I'm not going to belabor this all day because the congressman's campaign that I talked to Saturday and that I talked to this morning, you know, they don't want to make a big deal out of it. It's par for the course. In fact, there's been an analysis done. You know that MySpace has censored Ron Paul bulletins, and they've censored us as well, PersonPlanet.com bulletins. And they admit this. This is official MySpace admissions. We have screenshots of it and everything where they admit we're censored. There have been official Yahoo censoring. The Fox showed that Giuliani won the debate last Tuesday night. For all of Wednesday, we have screenshots with the headline, Giuliani wins debate, wins polls. Giuliani got 15%, ladies and gentlemen. He was a far third. Doesn't matter. This is somebody wins in public, and it was Mitt Romney by, what, 1 point over Ron Paul. Oh, by the way, the numbers on there are wrong, too. It closed out with Paul at 26, Romney at 28, Giuliani at 15. On the poll, when they finally erased it and removed it and put the truth up, that, too, was a lie. But something closer to the truth was Ron Paul by 25 instead of 26. And remember whenever they Fox News a few months ago showed the most unpopular people in the world poll, and they said that it was somebody else and then had George Bush at the bottom when George Bush had actually won? I mean, this is premeditated. They have a practice of bald-faced lying in front of everyone. But I'm already digressing. There was a big article out yesterday up on PrisonPlanet.com by a big international polling agency that tracks all of this. They keep saying Ron Paul isn't showing up in the polls. Ron Paul isn't in the New Hampshire polls. He isn't in the Texas polls. He isn't in the Ohio polls. All of the key polls and states where he would show up strong, he isn't being included. He isn't being included. So, yes, if they won't let you on the list of polls, if they won't use your name in the polls, which you've seen this with the online polls, where Ron Paul starts winning, so they pull him off the poll. That's probably happened 6, 7, 8 times I know of in Yahoo polls and other major polls. They're cheating. The people are given a choice. He's given prominence. He wins. They're afraid that 40-50% of the public that's totally dumbed down, who doesn't know his name, will learn of him, and then he'll be a shoe-in to win in New Hampshire, in Ohio, in California, in Texas, other key states. They know this. Folks, when I get up on air last week and a month ago and say only Ron Paul can beat Hillary, and when I say he's the guy that can unify the country, and he's the guy that's got support in the traditional left and traditional conservatives, and that he's common sense, I mean, he gets up and gives anti-abortion speeches, and Democrats are still falling all over him saying, oh, that's okay, at least he tells the truth and is anti-war. Because he's gotten us out of the partisanship and into a constitutional populist mode. Ron Paul can and should win. Now, I've already said all this. The point is that we are going to get more into this polling situation because that's who we've got to target next. And I want to give you some of the names. I've got the names of the polling agencies. I want to dig up their numbers. I meant to do that and I forgot. So I can't go with this story until I, during the breaks, get their numbers collated so I can give you some of the numbers. So we can call these different polling agencies and say, hey, why aren't you even putting him in the polls? He wins all the polls for the first debate. He wins out of more than 10 polls. He wins all of them but the Fox poll. He comes in second place in a 10-horse heat, 10-way race. I mean, this is incredible. And that's with all the Fox pundits saying, go vote against Paul on television when he was 33 points behind. So they electioneered. Called out the dogs, probably stole it. I mean, they lie and steal and cheat on every other issue. Just amazing. So let's play the first part of the press conference. We'll go to break and play the rest of it. But just briefly getting back into censorship. I've been to another fundraiser there a few years ago that I was invited to. I didn't go to this one because I didn't want to, frankly, be a distraction. Because I've got quite a few supporters and fans that were at this, and even my camera guys, and even Ted Anderson from Genesis was down there, and it caused quite a scene. And I would love to get to shake your hands and see you folks, but frankly, A, I had to stay home here at the office and edit, literally till I got home at 3 a.m. that night working on the film, because I'm behind on Endgame, and it's got to be done by, it's got to be sent to the distributor by the end of August at the latest. And I won't release it if I'm not ready. It just won't come out this year. I'll sell no wine before it's time, as they say, and this is going to be my best film. But I probably would have gone in there for an hour or two. It's just I didn't want to be part of, to distract from Ron Paul, and it would have done that. But the Bob Bullock Museum people were waiting for anyone with an Alex Jones press pass, an InfoWars press pass. They walked right up to Aaron, and they said, Aaron Dykes. His name tag just said Aaron. And they knew right who he was and kicked him out. And I was telling friends about this before Saturday at a birthday party for my daughter, and they were like, you think they'll target your people? And I said, of course they will. They always do. And they're like, oh, you're a little bit paranoid, Alex. But that indeed did happen. And well, I didn't say paranoid. I was being looked at like I was a little paranoid. And I understand that. You have to live through this to understand it. Aaron got kicked out. But I had, luckily, three other camera people who went under other names who got in. But it didn't just stop there. They tried to tell KI and local Fox, and they did tell KLBJ that they couldn't come in and carry it live. KLBJ, that also carries my show, News Radio 590 KLBJ. They told them, you can't come in, you can't be on. And they said, that's just our policy that no taping's allowed. Now, this is a state-paid-for building. I know Ken Lay and others gave money to found it. I'm not kidding. But it's right by the Capitol. It's got an IMAX theater on one side. On the other side is a really ornate, what's the style of ancient Greek? It's got that style of Greek architecture. Well, there are three ancient Greek periods, but it was the first period. I forget the archaeological term for it right now. It escapes me. But why am I even getting into that? The point is, it's a very nice building made out of granite, all Masonic, got a Masonic cornerstone, big giant Lone Star out front. And I've been in there with my video camera in the museum videotaping. There's no barring of it. I've been at a fundraiser 2 years ago, and I've been at the IMAX and walked over next door many times to the gift shop, you know, to buy Texas flags, or my children beg, you know, to go to the gift shop. And I've seen other functions and other fundraisers and other political deals, and there's cameras everywhere. They told Ron Paul's campaign, hey, you can't videotape. That day, by the way. And you can't have local news cameras in here. And they started threatening to just cancel it. See, that's the dirtbag government, folks. By the way, they went ahead and passed the, quote, toll road moratorium. It actually isn't a moratorium. It allows them to build the Trans-Texas Corridor. And the agreement is still predominantly secret between the Spanish-owned company and the state of Texas. We're now 2 years into this, and the state of Texas, the legislature, isn't allowed to see the agreement with a foreign company, a state agency, completely rogue and above the law. And the bill, the amnesty bill, is still secret. Four senators have leaked sections of it, like the Z provision, the new Z visa, which is total amnesty. Don't have to leave the country to get it. You can stay for 4 years. You can bring family in. You never have to leave the country first. And then you hear the stuff on the news saying there's a $5,000 fine and you got to leave the country. It's all complete lies. And you notice they still say the bill is a secret. They're set to vote on it today, but it's still a secret. My point is the state just arbitrarily says Ron Paul can't have cameras. And no, he can't have TV in here. And by the way, keep your eyes out for Alex Jones. Stop him. State of Texas, you go pay tens of thousands of dollars to have a ball at their facility, and then they don't let the media in. So Ron Paul had to have the press conference outside, but basically the media started threatening themselves. Now, Ron Paul's office did not. They said, fine, bar the media. Ron Paul kind of bent with the wind like a reed, turned the other cheek, but KI, Fox, KXAN, ABC, local, the local paper, others didn't put up with it, so they did have to let him in. But just an example, that in and of itself is petty. But the point is it's all part of the harassment and the attempted blocking of Ron Paul. And I frankly have had enough of it. I'm going to leave you.
Alone. Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activated that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I digress. We got the Ron Paul campaign popping in to talk about strategy in the debates. We've got a bunch of clips. I do want to walk through this secret amnesty bill. Everything's done. We're handing your roads over. It's secret. Even your government can't know. Again, the agencies run things now because they directly interlock in with the corporations. It's just like last year in Banff, Canada, where the Security and Prosperity Partnership met. It was the heads of the Mexican, Canadian, and U.S. agencies, the different bureaucracies, meeting with the Fortune 500 leaders who, in the minutes, were giving the orders. This is how you set this up. This is how you set that up. The corporations have openly become the government. And they're not free market. Let's go ahead and start with this, and we'll play out the rest of it before we get Ron Paul's communications director on with us in the next segment. Here's Ron Paul coming outside because the cameras weren't allowed in to the event until, and then later they finally capitulated again because of complaints by the local media, not because of Ron Paul. But here he is doing the press conference outside.
Congressman Paul, can you speak as you have in the past to the New World Order's plan for a one-world government? Will they succeed?
They're going to succeed if we don't do something about it.
I'll go first. Why should you be the next president of the United States?
Because I think the country is ready for a president that will reduce the size and scope of government.
Marijuana, drugs. Describe for the people what your positions on those
drugs are. Well, I think so often these positions that are not mainstream is determined by people other than the people. When the people have their word, maybe they're more mainstream. You know, they say everybody endorses the war, but maybe mainstream America doesn't endorse it.
Do you think marijuana should be legal?
Well, I think the states should deal with that issue like they do with alcohol. I think the federal government should be out of it. What about a tragedy? Somebody dying with cancer. Not even allowed to take a marijuana that might make them more comfortable. The states legalize it, and the federal government comes in and puts people in jail when they're dying. I mean, and then they call it compassionate conservatism. No. Drugs like this, alcohol is a deadly, deadly drug. They tried prohibition. It was a total failure. And I think the state should handle it. Children should be protected.
Can you explain what you were talking about regarding terrorism during the debate?
Well, it might take more than a soundbite for that. What I'm saying is that when it comes to terrorism, our policies contribute to it. And they try, like to turn that around and say, well, Ron Paul is saying that the American people deserve it and cause the problem. No. Neocon philosophy, which is that of foreign policy intervention, contributes because it causes anti-Americanism. I'm an American, you're an American. In no way did I say that you and I were the cause of it. They turn that around when they feel trapped and they don't know how to answer the philosophic position of non-intervention in the Constitution and why we go to war without declaration. So they have to turn around and say, oh, he doesn't like the troops, or he's un-American, or he said we deserved it. That's just a political ploy because they don't have a philosophic answer to a problem.
So Congressman,
amen.
Understand terror is a tactic. Terror, there's no war on terror. That's like declaring war against criminals. McVeigh was a terrorist, so have we declared war against every terrorist in the world? No, we should go after our enemies. But we have done precisely the opposite of that. Here we go. I voted for the support of going after Osama bin Laden. He was in Afghanistan.
Amen.
We didn't fight. We let him go. We didn't fight Tora Bora. We allowed him to go into Pakistan. He's in Pakistan. They have a nuclear weapon, and they're our bosom buddies, and we subsidize them.
Yeah.
And then we go off and fight a war that was undeclared, and there was no al-Qaeda. That type of policy doesn't make any sense because what we have to do is protect the American people, but we have to know and understand our enemies and just not pretend that if we just go off starting new wars for other reasons. The war had been planned in Iraq many, many years before it happened. Matter of fact, the Declaration of War, essential declaration, was the Iraqi Liberation Act in 1988. That was when the Congress voted on a bill that said we will have regime change. And unfortunately, very similar resolutions have been passed already in Iran. If anything, I would like to make sure that we don't needlessly go to war against Iran.
Congressman Paul!
Congressman Paul.
Since then, since the declaration of war on Iraq, is what spurred a lot of hatred towards the United States?
No. The antagonism that...
We're going to come back, and Aaron gets his question in. Aaron Dykes, reporting for InfoWars.com. You can watch the video of this and more. In the third hour today, we're going to play his 18-minute speech from inside the facility. It's called Free Speech. It's called America, State of Texas. We'll play whatever we want.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
We've got the head of Congressman Ron Paul's campaign coming on in the middle of the show Thursday. Then next Tuesday, we're scheduled to have Congressman Ron Paul on when he's back in Texas. He was obviously up there in D.C. doing battle. Coming up later, we're going to air the congressman on CNN's Sunday edition last night. We're also going to air the second half of the press conference that we covered when he was here in Austin, Texas, on Saturday, where he gets into the New World Order and how to stop it and what's happening to the dollar and the imploding American empire and what the elites are up to. But I wanted to air just a minute or two of last Friday's Bill Maher, his program, and then go to our guest, Jesse Benton, the head of communications director for the Ron Paul 2008 presidential campaign, who is on a hold in the wings right now. But let's hear just a minute or two of Bill Maher last Friday. Here it is.
Let me show you a little clip of what I think is the essence of what went on in that debate.
The Republican presidential candidates debate.
There is a
global jihadist effort.
They want to follow us home.
They're coming from countries that want to kill us.
These people do want to follow us here.
Radical Islamic extremism.
They have followed us here.
And those terrorists are going to attack.
We know there's going to be another attack.
I want them on Guantanamo.
Let's execute.
We had a double Guantanamo.
And let's use the word murder.
But enhanced interrogation techniques.
Very high pressure techniques.
Waterboarding.
Chaos. Whole blood.
Torture.
I'm looking for Jack Bauer.
Torture
people. There's a strong tradition of being anti-war in the Republican Party.
Okay, that last guy is Ron Paul, who I mentioned before, my new hero. We had him on a couple of weeks ago. I want to have him on again. I think he's great. And what is so sad to me about what's going on in America is that this guy is saying truth. He's saying something is true, and they're treating him like a crazy person.
But
he's not saying we asked for it. What he's saying is they hate us because we're over there, we're meddling in their affairs. How would we like it if China was occupying the Gulf of Mexico?
He could have mangled his words a little less, but I know that he's been misinterpreted. But you know, I find it outrageous that there are Republican officials who say he should be excluded from the other debates because of what he said. Look, we have a problem.
And that's a big Wall Street Journal mainline conservative saying that. We got the word Thursday morning on the Associated Press that the head of the Republican Party in Michigan had called for it. Malkin had called for it the day before. Michelle Malkin, Fox contributor and analyst, if you can call her that, who writes books about putting people Americans in camps. She even writes books titled that. And just amazing. And here's the bottom line. When we played part of that press conference and local Fox was asking Congressman Ron Paul, well, the majority of Americans are against you on your marijuana policy. The majority of Americans are against you on the war. Ron Paul said, no, they're not. The polls show 75% are against the war. And over 80% are for drug decriminalization. By the way, he's a medical doctor. He can speak to that. And the states have voted to decriminalize it. In what? Is it like 20-something states? And the feds don't care. And they do imprison people on chemotherapy. And marijuana does help them hold their food down and live. That's the biggest problem, is you can't eat when you're on the chemo and you get weak. So see, they take it out of context and they say that Ron Paul doesn't have the majority view and that Ron Paul isn't popular. He is popular. Now, he's never changed his ideas. His ideas weren't popular 10, 20 years ago. They are popular now. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to the communications director, Jesse Benton, who we're really honored to have on with us here. He's with the Ron Paul 2008 presidential campaign. Jesse, thanks for the time.
Oh, Alex, thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it very much.
I think it backfired on them to try to ban him, to try to demonize him, but before that, to always target him and try to gang up on him when he was in the Fox debate. I think that this took him from being a long shot to being a real contender. Jesse Benton, do you concur? What's the strategy right now inside the campaign, and what can we do as the grassroots to get behind the campaign even more and make sure this happens?
Well, I absolutely concur. I thank Rudolph Giuliani sincerely from the bottom of my heart. By engaging Ron, he elevated Ron up to the status of a top-tier contender. And I tell you, Ron, we've been snipping at his heels, at the heels of these other supposed top 10, top three contenders for a while now. And I think they were starting to take notice. And there was some real inherent bias, I think, in the questioning and the format of the Fox News debate. And, you know, Rudolph Giuliani really tried to tee off and smack Ron down. But by doing so, by engaging, first of all, he was acknowledging that Ron is a viable threat, you know, a viable candidate and a real threat to the Giuliani campaign and the other status quo establishment candidates. And then he also really rose up Ron Paul's status. People are talking about Ron. Ron's gotten tons of TV opportunities, more radio opportunities than we can handle. He's in print. He's even more blogged about and talked about on the internet. And it's because of this, this exchange with Rudy Giuliani. And I think people are really starting that before might have had their ears closed are starting to hear the truth about our foreign policy and about non-interventionism, and it's becoming more and more attractive to them. And again, I would just like to thank Rudy Giuliani for for doing this for us.
Now, that was part one. Then they tried Mr. Steele, the head of GOPAC, and others, and Fox analyst, Shed Banning from the debate. Then the head of one of the most important Republican parties in the country, the head of the Michigan Party, said let's ban him. He was going to circulate a petition. It seems to have exploded with Giuliani attacking the congressman, but it seems to have even gotten more of a push when they tried to ban him.
Sure. Solid news, as you bring up, the chair of the Michigan GOP was seething a little bit. I don't know exactly what his ties are, but it seems like he's a pro-Giuliani candidate. Decided to go back to Michigan and announce that he was going to circulate a petition to ban Ron from further GOP debates. He was doing this unilaterally without even consulting the rest of his elected party officials. So he was really kind of smacked down both by other Michigan GOP officials and by the public. His phone number was in public record because he's a public official. He was swamped with so many calls and emails that their office literally shut down. His BlackBerry crashed.
And we have recordings crashed of people up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com where they called up to the RNC, who got calls as well, and that's why we put the calls there, so they would smack him down and other factions in the party. And they said they were getting over 100 calls a minute. I mean, that shows incredible support for the congressman, doesn't it, Gussie Benton?
I think it absolutely does. It shows incredible support for the congressman. It also shows incredible support for the American people for something a little different. You know, I think a lot of people that hadn't heard of Ron Paul before, now they stood up and they took notice and said, hey, we kind of like what we're hearing. We'd like to hear some more. We recognize that we don't have the nationwide name recognition of John McCain or Rudy Giuliani, but you know, as people hear Ron's messages and they discover Ron's message of limited government, personal freedom, and international non-interventionism, they like what they're hearing. And now they're opening up their ears and they're more receptive to it. And we think our message is really going to resonate.
Expanding on that, I watched the Yahoo Top 10 search terms, also watched the Google Top 10 search terms, and politicians are almost never in those top 10. And I mean British prime ministers, I mean French presidents, American presidents are not normally in the top 10. Ron Paul last Wednesday went as high as number 8 in the Yahoo top 10. He went as high as number 5 in the Google top 10 by Friday. That right there shows just unbelievable viral spread of the campaign's name.
I agree. And there's also another site called technoratty.com, which is a search engine designed specifically to search blogs in the blogosphere. And Ron has been the number one search term on Technoratty for nearly 2 weeks now. And that is a really powerful indication that there really is a groundswell of American people that are looking for alternate news, alternate reporting on Ron Paul, trying to bypass the mainstream media and see what other people are putting out there on the blogs and trying to get more direct contact, direct information on Ron through the blogosphere. We think that's incredibly positive.
Now, there were two press reports yesterday, one by a big international group that looks at polls out of California, and they just officially put the stamp on what we had already seen. From Texas to Ohio to New Hampshire, the big scientific polls aren't even including the congressman in the roster of candidates, so then they can go out and report that he isn't showing up in the polls. Well, yeah, if they won't let him on the field, if they won't let him into the race, that's like saying somebody isn't a contender in the Daytona, you know, 500, even though they've gotten the pole position in the qualifying laps, they're just not letting him in. So how important is it now to stop that censorship of the congressman?
Well, he is being included more and more. I saw that same report. There were something like 31 nationwide polls that had been taken that were, you know, considered serious, and Ron Paul had only been included in 6. He did score 3% in the most recent Gallup poll taken on May 16th, the day after the South Carolina debate. So that puts him real strong. That puts him above all the other, quote-unquote, second-tier candidates.
I was about to say McCain is now, in many polls that are given, being supplanted by Paul.
I haven't seen polls saying that, but I will say this about polls in general. At this point, I think they're a little silly to be focusing on them so strongly. I mean, polls at this point are about name recognition.
But I agree, but I mean, when he shows up and gets 94% of the vote in a 10-way race in an MSNBC, they can claim it isn't scientific, but it is IP identified. It
sure
is one vote per person. I think we ought to trumpet that, and I think when he gets second place in a 10-way race on Fox, we ought to trumpet that, and I think there is some credibility there.
We haven't. We, I think there is plenty of credibility. You know, people can try to shoot that down all they want, but the fact that, you know, we can get, and we don't even really encourage this. We're not trying to encourage people to spam or even really vote in these things. These are people acting on their own. If, you know, we've got thousands of people, thousands of more people than Rudy Giuliani or John McCain text messaging in to support Ron Paul, that's just a sign of his strength. We're not going to apologize for the fact that...
Exactly, that as if Giuliani and all these other people don't actually have the campaigns texting. It shows real grassroots support. I mean, this is how
They sure did. Oh, their campaigns all sent out emails to their entire email list urging them to text message in to vote for their candidate. We didn't do that.
Exactly. In fact, I've seen those. I've been sent those Giuliani campaign emails. So here is Fox News accusing the Ron Paul 2008 presidential campaign of what Giuliani and others are actually doing.
Yeah, sure. It's just that these things just don't hold any water, too. You're accusing us of spamming with, you know, a few hundred supporters. That's just ridiculous. These polls are IP protected. The Fox News text poll was one vote per telephone number. So those things just don't hold any water. We've heard these kind of arguments before.
Absolutely. And we need to get an article out on that to get out ahead of that so the public can be educated. Just two more questions. What do you think the next tactic or strategy is going to be by not just the RNC, but the Democrats as well, as Ron Paul becomes more and more popular, as he rides this wave, which only shows that it's going to get bigger? What do you see their tactics as being, trying to dredge up disinfo, trying to slander him? I mean, I'm looking for something like that, them cooking up, because they are scared of him, some type of controversy. That's A, but I want to get your take on it. B, just continual demonization, or will they do the smart thing and start trying to ignore him again?
Look, I don't think at this point that Ron can really be ignored. I think that his name is too far out there, and he's caught too much attention. I can see right now that some of the neoconservatives are trying to smear Ron as being anti-Semitic. They say, you know, he doesn't support our subsidies of Israel. He doesn't support foreign aid to Israel, and therefore he's anti-Semitic, which is just crap, quite frankly. You know, Ron doesn't support foreign aid to any country. If you look at really...
But it is, but I mean, excuse me, you're right, sir, it is crap. Ron Paul is against any of these subsidies, and I am sick of these different lobbies playing the race card for no reason. Go ahead.
And, you know, Ron has been one of the strongest advocates in Congress of Israel's right to defend its sovereignty. So many times this aid is wrought with strings that say, you know, you can't protect your borders if you're invaded. Ron says, hey, I don't want to subsidize you, but I also say you can protect your borders if you're invaded. And, you know, I would argue that Ron is more pro-Israel than so many of these people that vote for these foreign subsidies.
Well, I think that's going to backfire, too. I have seen that where they're trying to claim he's anti-Semitic because he's against sending $4+ billion a year to Israel.
That's what they're trying to say, and that just doesn't fit with Ron's record, doesn't fit with reality.
Well, there's the smear right there, so clearly that's going to be tried. They're going to try to dredge up 15-year-old stuff that somebody else wrote, too, about another subject. But folks preemptively need to be aware that there are going to be these smears, and we need to jump on it immediately if they try it.
I think so.
How do we support the campaign? Obviously, we need to give out the phone number, the website, ronpaul2008.com. How do we donate? How do we support? How do we get yard signs? How do we get bumper stickers? Do we go to the Ron Paul store and buy that stuff that's pretty much at cost? How do we support you?
Three things I would stress right now. First of all, visit ronpaul2008.com. Join our meetup group. That will put you in touch with other people in your area that are Ron Paul supporters. Be able to start organizing and be able to have groups ready on the ground from the National Campaign Office when it's time to plug into your area, into your state. Second of all, I would say encourage you to continue to write letters to your local newspapers, letters to the editor, talking about Ron, not necessarily demanding that they cover him, because they've already gotten that message. Talk about Ron's message of freedom and talk about how people support non-interventionist foreign policy and limited government. And then finally, our YouTube channel has been widely successful, and we think it's one of the most dynamic tools out there in Web 2.0 to promote a candidate. We have some really popular videos right now that have been circulating virally. People, 200,000 views in just 2.5-3 days. I encourage people to watch all those videos and forward them on to your friends and your family. Encourage them to watch them and then forward them on themselves. We'd really like to see these things go viral. We'd like to see millions of people seeing Ron Paul's YouTube videos. We think they're really potent, and we think that they're just an incredible tool.
I agree. In fact, we've got the speech he gave up on PrisonPlanet.tv Saturday night right now. We also have the entire press conference he gave that we uploaded to YouTube on PrisonPlanet.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com right now. Get those YouTube videos. Forward them to everybody you know. The power of you, the listener, millions of you out there, forwarding it to others and saying, if you believe in what he's saying or you believe that other ideas should be injected into the debate, then tell the people you forward it to, tell them to forward it and for them to forward it. And literally, ladies and gentlemen, we can see Ron Paul win in New Hampshire, Ohio, and other key states. Tell folks, in closing, the toll-free telephone number and the website one more time.
We don't have a toll-free telephone number. We got www.ronpaul2008.com.
2008.com, and I don't have the number in front of me. I've given it out before. Putting you on the spot here, Jesse. If not, I can get it after the break and give it. Do you have the phone number for folks to call to donate?
No, I'm sorry. I sure don't off the top of my head, but there is a good online form right there on the website.
Absolutely. So RonPaul2008.com. We'll be having the campaign head on Thursday, and we're scheduled, as they say across the pond, to have Congressman Ron Paul on next Tuesday. And Jesse Benton, I know you've been an extremely busy man. I want to thank you for all your time and the work you're doing.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be with you.
Are we going to see Ron Paul on any more national TV in the next few days?
He will be on Real Time with Bill Maher this Friday on HBO.
Fantastic. Good job. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Thank you.
God bless. All right, RonPaul2008.com. I'll turn on my computer here in front of me, and I will give you the phone number. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll play the rest of the press conference. Take your calls. Get into the immigration amnesty that's coming up today.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, callers about a week ago gave us the 1-800 Ron Paul number, but his director of communications just said they didn't have that. Now, these things move so quick, he may not be aware of that, but we're going to find out if that's a good number. Or if we're sending people to the Tooth Fairy. We know this is an official number because it's right off ronpaul2008.com. Call, donate, tell them you want to organize. If you don't have a computer, you know, they can give you the number to local Ron Paul campaign groups in your state or your city or town. It's 703-248-9115. Write this down. 703-248-9115. And call up, donate, support, tell them you want to volunteer, tell them you want to buy yard signs or bumper stickers. They sell them at cost. They've got them all right there in the Ron Paul store as well on the website. But we've just called their office back to find out about this 1-800-RON-PAUL. That we were given to find out where that's going. But here is the number off the Ron Paul 2008 website, 703-248-9119. Coming up, I'm going to start the next hour. I'm going to play the rest of the Ron Paul press conference. We're going to take calls, cover the immigration news, the blanket amnesty plan, a bunch of new developments in the North American Union, and the attempt to smokescreen that by the mainstream media. Key stuff in the next hour. Also, we're going to play that speech from the other night, from his Saturday night speech that has not been heard on the radio or even on the web yet. We just posted it to PrisonPlanet.tv in the last 30 minutes. We'll be hearing that as well. Also, folks, we're trying to expand what we're doing. We're trying to have a bigger effect here and send reporters out to events and have more writers and post more video and make more films. We need support to do that, so don't forget that we need your support, and you support us by getting my new film, Terror Storm. The first edition is only available for a few more weeks. We're almost sold out of it. Second edition comes out in July, and it's selling out quick, so get your copy, first edition of Terror Storm. I'm sending a signed card with every copy that you order from InfoWars.com. You can get unsigned ones from Amazon.com. They're getting close to being sold out. So, again, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You can get as low as $9.95, American Freedom to Fascism, the original, directly from Aaron Russo. That way you're supporting him at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free, 888-253-3139. Loose Change, second edition. Have the actual DVD, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, Riddles in Stone. I mean, just we've got a huge online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. And in closing in this hour, nutrition is everything. And I heard everybody for a couple of years talking about Interfood. They're patriots, the owners, the nutritionists, is friends with George Humphreys and Dr. John Breeding. I didn't know this. My wife started taking it and loved it and said, you ought to get them as a sponsor. We did. I'm now taking it. It just annihilates hunger. Why? Not because there's a bunch of caffeine and stuff in it. No, because it's all of the essential vitamins and nutrients from live sources, you know, the extracts of all these vegetables and plants and seaweed and plankton and everything else. This is the best green food I've seen at a low price, and they're patriots. Folks, you cannot beat it. Get Interfood at enerfood.com, enerfood.com. Or check out the banners on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and JonesReport.com. That's Interfood.com or the number. Call them right now. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get discounts. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. I believe in it. It's awesome stuff. Interfood, 866-762-9238 or enerfood.com. That's interfood.com or 866-762-9238. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the second hour. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at gcnlive.com or call 877-300-7645.